Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor. Thanks to propertiesforlease.com.au, Sydney's new lease on life.
Let's go to Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. Evening, Jonathan.
Good evening, Ross.
Now, auction clearance rates around the country, but more importantly, of course, the latest RP data, CoreLogic October Index, and shows the prices around the country.
Yes, no, it was interesting, the CoreLogic data today, with Melbourne overtaking Sydney, certainly in terms of that quarterly growth. It was double Sydney's growth. So Melbourne was up 3% to a median dwelling of price of $600,000, and Sydney was up 1.5% over the last 3 months.
The one thing I notice in Melbourne, it's all about houses, it's not about apartments. The growth of houses is much, much greater than the growth in the price of apartments.
And that's all about supply and demand, and let's face it, it's not going to be any different in any other capital city at various points in the cycle, whereby, the construction boom, which the figures are out today, there's a bit of talk that the construction boom in the capital cities is reaching a peak. Whether it's got more legs to, we'll see. But that supply or oversupply of apartments is certainly crucial to price growth, and so therefore houses on detached houses on with backyards, as the big study that came out today from Bob Birrell indicated, are going to be in strong demand because people do want at some point in their life a backyard and are prepared to pay for it in the suburbs.
And it does seem to me as though the rate hikes by the banks over the past fortnight, and of course we discussed that earlier in the conversation with the boss of Westpac, it seems as though it genuinely has had an impact with the clearance rates.
Oh, spooked the market. I mean, Sydney is sort of edging the headline rate down to 63%, but when you get the late tallies from the estate agents who are a bit reluctant to hand over the results, it's actually in the 50s.
It's interesting to watch it. You see, it is having an impact, and that's the reason why the Reserve Bank has got to be very, very careful about what it does and if it does cut interest rates in the future. Always great to have Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au on the program and get more information from his website. That is the program for tonight. Have a great Melbourne Cup. We'll have the wrap-up here tomorrow night on Money News. Have a great evening.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know, and you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.